It is time for our visit with Ruth Epstein. It is time for the Republican American Report. Ruth joins us on a Monday morning. And we got hung up on. I wonder how that happened. We'll try this again. This has never happened. There we go.
I lost you there.
There you go. I know. It's never happened before. I have no idea what happened.
Wow.
I went, here's Ruth Epstein.
Oh, dear. Technology.
Well, good morning, Ruth.
Good morning on this beautiful Monday morning.
We had a beautiful weekend.
Oh, it was just delightful. But I hear we're getting cold again.
On Saturday, try some snow flurries.
Oh, man. Come on, guys. It's mid-May.
Grandmother always said, you never plant, you never do anything until after Memorial Day.
Yeah. So we're still busy, even though we're sticking close to home. There's still lots of news going on. We had the naming of Lisa Carter as our interim superintendent. She is now the assistant. As you know, Pam Vogel is leaving at the end of June, and the ABC committee decided they are doing a search, but it's getting too close. So
yeah.
Lisa will be taking over until a permanent person is found. That's one thing that we'll be following as time progresses. Lots of good things going on. The meal train at Project, where people are buying food to send to Sharon Hospital workers and to those at Sharon Healthcare, which is really sweet. And
well, the first time they did it at the Sharon Hospital, they sold it out right away, and they hope to do the same thing for the Sharon Healthcare Center.
And that launches, so the Sharon Hospital launches tomorrow, starting with the meals, and in 24 hours, they had enough people to cover, and I'm sure the same with Sharon Healthcare. Really nice idea. So if those who are interested can go on the website for Meal Train and find out how to do it if you wish to participate.
And that story is on all over Facebook, and you can get the links very easily for that.
Yeah, and it's on our webpage.
Yep.
And another sweet tribute to Barbara Bartram this weekend, past Thursday. Barbara from Sharon, who's a very beloved resident, turned 91, so they had a car parade go by and salute her and wish her well. It was just beautiful. More than 30 cars went by. And then on Saturday, we had another parade in Canaan where it was huge. First responders, all the Region 1 people, teachers from North Canaan, businesses, it was incredible. And they wended their way through all the roads practically in town, stopping at Gear and places like that. And they went for 28 miles, they said. It was just really heartwarming
to see. Yeah, we filmed it. It'll be up on our website for CATV6 and also on our Facebook page. And Craig Whiting has posted, I would think, about 300 pictures, his wife took, of the people waving.
He helped organize that, and he was riding around. And we were up at Gear, and it was, they were so excited. It was really sweet. And you need these things when people are confined, and you just need to see people, even if it is from a distance.
Yeah.
And then looking ahead, we do have a busy week. We have meetings starting tonight, virtually, of course, with Region 1, Canaan Board of Selectmen, and I think Sharon.
You've got the Salisbury Board of Selectmen at 5, the Salisbury Board of Education, by the way.
At
a special meeting with Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the Region 1 Board of Education. Once again, that's a Zoom meeting or whatever. Cornwall has the Ag Advisory Committee. And the Board of Selectmen in North Canaan.
Right. Yeah. And I know finance boards are meeting this week. I believe Sharon is to finalize budgets. And as we've said before, no town meetings, no public hearings. Everything is going to be virtual. And the Selectmen and the Boards of Finance will be approving budgets and mill rates. And Also, there's a hearing on Thursday for the Region 1 budget, again, virtually. Sam will be presenting it, Sam Herrick. And those who have questions, you know, because they can't go to a meeting or a referendum, should listen in, and if you have questions, they will be answered. So everybody is really trying to be as transparent as possible with this whole thing. Hopefully people will listen in.
And hopefully someday people will listen. I mean, if you went up Route 41 on Saturday or Sunday, the overflow of cars parked by side was incredible for the Appalachian Trail. Going up where I live, got to Mount Riga, mm-hmm. the traffic on Saturday and Sunday was just unbelievable. And then there's the good old Kent Falls and down at Bulls Bridge. Nobody pays attention to those sites being closed.
It was unbelievable coming down Route 7 Saturday. There are cones all along the roadways. There are cones in people's driveways. Nobody's paying attention. They just pushed aside, went through, and not just distance. They're close together and just not paying attention. And I don't know, Marcia, what is it? It's not going to happen to me?
Well, the state police...
mentality?
The state police has to go out and ticket these cars, is what they have to do.
Yeah.
Any of the cars that are parked there, ticket them. You can ticket them twice, one for breaking the parking rules and for breaking the rules of the park being closed.
Mm-hmm.
I would, if I were state police, that's what I would do. I would ticket these cars and see what happens, because people just don't pay attention.
No. Nope.
And... The cars that are parked illegally on the road for the Appalachian Trail, if I were the state police, I'd do the same thing. I'd ticket them.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean...
Putting yourself in danger, everyone else in danger. I mean, their rules are rules. And how many people have we lost in Connecticut so far?
In Connecticut, we've got almost 2,500 people dead. Yeah. And like I said, we are fourth on the list, per 100,000 residents in death rate. We are fourth on the list in the nation.
Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. People won't listen. But again, there are bright spots. We had a little blurb in today. David Poirier, Kent Center School music teacher, went down and played outside the hospital in Waterbury because one of our teacher's fathers is there. And he took his saxophone and went out and played on the outside grounds to make people feel better. And it was heartwarming to watch that video. So... Yeah. Again, good things, but people have to obey the laws.
That's it. Well, Ruth, I want you and your family to stay safe.
And the same for you, Marshall, but trying. We're sitting in front of the computer trying to catch all the news.
All right.
Take care.
We'll speak to you on Monday.
Good. Bye-bye.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.